being in the studio as a percussionist really in many ways is composing. You're coming up with the parts. I mean, very rarely are you in the situation where someone says to you, "This is exactly the part that I want," and then this on the bongos, or this on the congas, and this part on such and such a drum. Usually, you're composing. You're coming up with parts. And it's challenging and very interesting way of working. It's important not to be disillusioned if your first ideas don't work. I mean, I usually like to start with a few things that hold it together. Simple parts in the bass, mid and treble frequencies. Maybe leading to busier parts and fills once you have a good rhythm bed. I mean, this obviously depends on what stage the track is at. If you're starting from scratch from a guide track, then you would build the rhythm up, maybe starting with a shaker and something in the bass frequency to build a bass and work up from there. On the other hand, you might be working on a virtually finished track. There are a number of things to consider here. How busy or syncopated is the rhythm track? Do you need to hold it together or make the rhythm more interesting and intricate on top? What frequency will best fit? Usually, you'll be guided by the producer on these points. If you are not, then simply ask them what they want. What timbre, what sort of part, how busy, where and when. Really find out what they want and try not to have any preconceptions or attitudes about a masterful knowledge of rhythm. People don't want that. I mean, the producer has a vision. They often don't want it sounding too Latin or too Arabic or whatever. And that means that you cannot rely going in to sessions with your preconceived Batucada arrangement or something and assume that those parts will work. What you need to extract from this sort of knowledge is the concepts rather than the particulars. Then you can apply these with flexibility in a way that will fit the track and get the best result for the producer that you're working with. Obviously, if you're working in any traditional setting, then that setting would dictate your parts. But more than often, as a session percussionist, you're not.